Jared Sprouse was smart, ruthless, and ethically challenged. Combine these traits with innate athleticism, the best military training Delta Force could provide, and more than a decade of becoming so acclimated to violence and death in hellholes around the world that civilian life bored him out of his mind, and you ended up with the perfect soldier of fortune. After he left the military, Captain Sprouse had quickly signed on with one of the many private military corporations, or PMCs, that were quietly coming to dominate operations in conflict zones and reconstruction environments in scores of war-torn countries. As the name implied, PMCs were nothing more than private armies, collections of seasoned ex-soldiers who provided security, protection, and armed combat to the highest bidders. While these companies referred to their people as contractors, they were mercenaries, plain and simple. And while they worked for both private citizens and major corporations, their number one client, by far, was the U.S. military itself. Remarkably, although the occasional scandal did pop up and put these PMCs in the news, they did a brilliant job of flying under the radar, of existing in plain sight but not attracting the media coverage one might expect of vast private armies headquartered in major cities throughout America. Sprouse was as effective as they came. But 3 years earlier, when he had developed a reputation for being a bit too loose with ethics, he had eventually been fired and blackballed from the PMC community. He remained unemployed for just over a month. And then he got a call from Darth Vader. The caller didn't introduce himself this way, of course. The man had arranged for a one-way holographic video call where he could see Sprouse, but Sprouse couldn't see him, and introduced himself only as Jake. But he had insisted on speaking into a microphone, into an electronic voice changer, so that his words came out in the exact dulcet tones of James Earl Jones, the voice of the original Darth Vader. Since the man continued using this voice changer for every call, Sprouse and his colleagues couldn't help but call him Vader behind his back. Sprouse had access to the services of some of the best electronics and communications experts on the planet, but Vader's calls were untraceable, showing an impressive level of sophistication. For all Sprouse knew, the man was calling from a Death Star parked somewhere beyond the orbit of Mars. But absent any advanced Star Wars communication technology, the lack of any time lag in the conversation made it clear that the call was coming from the continental United States. This Jake/Vader had proceeded to probe the limits of Sprouse's ethical and moral standards over several one-way video calls, and had finally been satisfied that they were as loose as he wanted. Less than a month later, Sprouse became the CEO of his own PMC funded by Vader, with instructions to hire handfuls of like-minded contractors who shared Sprouse's flexible definition of right and wrong. Just like that, Caliber Security was born. Vader allowed Sprouse to run Caliber without interference, but whenever Vader needed a job done, this took full priority, no matter what else was going on. If they lost business, so be it. Vader had provided the seed money for the firm, after all, and continued to be extremely generous, so Sprouse was happy to drop everything whenever it was necessary to attend to the man's needs. Apparently, Vader had some pressing needs now, as evidenced by a call that he had hastily arranged that morning and which was now less than 2 minutes away. The man never called without giving Caliber an assignment and never wasted time on idle chatter, and he was nothing if not punctual.